"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Champeau. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. And after four, the podcast, John and Ken on demand.
All right, coming up, the Moist Line. We'll see what's in there, considering we were only here a couple of days this week and we pushed hard for calls yesterday. I have no idea. We got two rounds coming up. But Steve Gregory's in the studio to talk about a shocking story involving the arrest of a 14-year-old in some shootings and murders. Steve, what is this about?
Yeah, you know, this is a horrific case, and let me tell you, it gets worse before it gets better. We're talking about a 14-year-old that was arrested in connection with as many as 6 murders over the last 6 weeks. I was at a press conference yesterday with LAPD Chief Michael Moore and some others from the Hollenbeck Division who were announcing this arrest. And it started to unravel when back on August 12th, a 16-year-old boy named Alfonso Ramos was gunned down by this 14-year-old, according to detectives. He was playing basketball at the Evergreen Park Recreation Center in the 2800 block of East 2nd Street. And the way the detective describes it, the 14-year-old boy walks into this rec center and walks right up to this 16-year-old. And the 16-year-old runs, and he runs away and gets into this other room, and the 14-year-old chases him into that room and guns him down. And then fast forward a few days, and that's when detectives were able to piece together enough evidence and witness statements. They were able to track this kid down, and the 24-year-old man that was basically his accomplice. They say this 24-year-old had been hanging around with him on the other murders. And now they're trying to piece this all together. They think that the 14-year-old is, they said they have enough to get him for 2 murders, but they think he could be responsible for as many as 6.
Is this a gang thing, gang initiation
yes.
stuff?
So it looks as though Chief Moore has said that there has traditionally been a lot of gang activity in the Hollenbeck area of the LAPD, and that it goes back decades. And there's always been this fight for turf and this, you know, this respect and the initiations and all of that is tied to it. But this looked like it was nothing more than gang rivalries. All 6 murders, gang rivalries. Now, here is the really shocking part of this that I was talking to a couple of detectives yesterday about. 14-year-old boy, and this is what Chief Moore was saying. He's like, a 14-year-old is not born a murderer. A 14-year-old is being taught or groomed or programmed to be this murderer. And I was trying to imply, why aren't there more of these intervention programs? Because now COVID's over. Before, they couldn't do any of the intervention programs because of COVID. It's over. Why, you know, isn't there enough plans and programs? And they think, you know, that's what the rec center was for. They can't plan for the 14-year-old just to walk in and do this. But who got to that 14-year-old first? Well, here's the really shocking part. What they are afraid of now is that this 14-year-old was recruited as an assassin because they know that 14-year-old is not going to spend a lot of time in jail in Los Angeles County.
Oh, no. George Gascon.
He'll be out at 25. And that is what, you know, in talking to a gang detective yesterday about this, they said that that's something they're seeing now. They're younger and younger because they know L.A. County will not prosecute them as adults. And so that's a small price to pay, and they will forever be indebted to the gang will forever be indebted in their service.
Right.
So they're being recruited as assassins.
Oh my God. So all the killers are now going to be under 18.
I'm just saying this is the trend it's heading.
Because of government policies, because of George Gascon policies.
Because they won't try them as adults. Right. Right. Well, they'll be out at 25. John's right. That's quite a tactic that they might be taking.
So this kid, I mean, by the time he's even, well, he'll be in a juvenile facility. So he won't be in a hardened prison or anything like that. He won't even be in county jail.
No, but he'll be 25.
And he'll get out at 25.
Yeah. With the same programming, same wiring in his brain that led him to these possible half dozen murders.
Sooner.
Yeah. If not sooner.
Because of good behavior and whatnot. So this is the thing that they're fearing the most because of the policies here. They fear that more and more of these kids are being recruited as assassins for gang activity because they know the punishment will be less severe, if hardly at all.
And it says here that one of the victims worked as a volunteer at Summer Nightlights. So it sounds like that one of the victims worked for one of those gang intervention type things where they try to give kids something to do. Yep. During summer night, so they're not out on the streets killing, and then he gets killed by this 14-year-old.
Yeah, so I apologize. I said 24-year-old man before. He was a 26-year-old
man. Well, none of these kids have any fathers at home.
Well, that could be it.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with that. If you don't have strong parenting, you're fed to the wolves.
Yeah.
The gang members, and they're the ones who become your whole ecosystem. To create values and to create your...
Right. And remember, the gang will take care of the family. The gang will protect the family. The gang will provide. It's a lot like the Cosa Nostra. It's like the mob. They'll take care of you. And they'll take care of your family while you're serving time on behalf of the gang.
Does this mean that the gangs are making another big comeback in L.A.? Is this going to look like the 90s again, where we had this going on every day?
I will tell you that overall in the city of Los Angeles, homicides are down. They are down. And here's the really weird part. Now we're having to say pre-pandemic levels. Now we're using the pandemic as a benchmark for crime.
But I'm saying down to what?
Well, down to what was normal for us. You know, I mean, I want to say it's down 13%.
Right. Overall. But it's still a bad number.
Well, yeah, I was going to say it's still murders.
It's still lots of murders. Yeah.
But they're having to look at this thing, you know, like say, well, pre-pandemic levels we're back to. But the Hollenbeck division is spiking up.
But are they that simplistic that if a number goes down by a small percentage, that's the whole story? And they don't look at the number of deaths that they're still having and why they're having them and how these policies are contributing to it? I don't understand.
Well, I will tell you that, you know, even one death is too many. And that is really the true sentiment of law enforcement. They don't want death out there. That's the thing. But here is the reality of how someone has to put together budgeting and how they have to put together resources and deployments. They have to look at what is the per capita murder for a city's population and what is sort of the accepted range. So that you've got this many officers per capita, and that means, well, if there's only 14 murders in this area, then we have enough officers to cover the area. So they have to look at it like that. It's like an insurance agent looking like, well, you know, left arm, if you lose your left arm, it's worth $10,000 in a policy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have to kind of look at it the same way with murders. They have to look at it in the hard numbers and say, okay, well, L.A., if we've only got 25 murders a year, yeah, that's pretty average for LA.
For that division.
Well, then, but for the division, though, Hollenbeck, That's what they were making the point yesterday. It's skyrocketing. It's going up where everywhere else is going down.
Do we know if the victims were gang members or is this just more random?
Well, again, they said this was gang rivalry. So it would appear that these are retaliatory hits of some kind.
Well, one of the victims is 46 years old or 45 years old.
Right.
So that seems a little old for gang activity, but maybe not these days.
Yeah, but revenge runs deep.
Yeah. That's just nuts.
But the notion of this, when they said that because of our current judicial system in Los Angeles County, that now young kids are being recruited as assassins.
Do we know what Gascon's going to do with this 14-year-old?
No clue. I mean, they just announced the arrests yesterday.
He could still try him as an adult if he wanted to.
And here's the thing. I don't know whether this one, because of the true heinous nature of this, if this kid's involved in 6 murders, 2 that they think they can tie him to already, and they know the one from August 12th is, they say, he's the kid that pulled the trigger. They said that on tape. Now, I was going to play you a lot of the Kevin De Leon audio from yesterday, but I didn't want you to get derailed.
About the killings or what?
Because this is his area.
His district.
And he showed up yesterday and
he's still around, huh?
He's still around. And the thing is we all just kind of sit there. I got to be honest with you. We all just kind of sit there and we put our head in our hand and just kind of watch him and listen to him.
What was he?
When is his election? Is it next year?
I don't know. I
think it is.
What was he babbling about?
He just talked about the fact that he spent the first few minutes thanking everybody in the department. And then about how, he was proud to support the,
he's in campaign mode.
Well, or what somebody said online, he's in, he's still on his apology tour.
Yeah, extended damage control. Yeah. You have a big show coming
up. Yes, thanks. This Sunday, 2 p.m., we're going to do the special on Maui that we were supposed to do last Sunday, but then, the end of the earth came.
The top of the storm.
So we're doing the Maui special this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m., and we've got a lot of audio that's not yet aired, great interviews, and we're going to look at the latest over there. And then more on the lawsuit that was filed. I interviewed the lead attorney that's representing the county of Maui going after Hawaiian Electric.
Okay, very good. 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock Sunday.
Sunday, all
thanks,
right.
Guys.
Steve Gregory,
KFI News. Coming up next, The Moist Line, Part 1, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We do need a John and Ken task force. No, I'm serious, because there's 2 things we already discussed on the show we have to track. Number 1 is what happens to these smash and grab robbers that they, quote, arrest and make a big deal out about at news conferences? Do they end up with a couple of days in jail or even that? And then this 14-year-old killer who may be involved in 6 murders. What will George Gascon do as far as punishment's concerned? Will he be treated like a juvenile and be out before he's 25?
Well, Eric volunteered to be on the task force to run it. So.
All right, Eric, these are your missions.
Can I unvolunteer? That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, this weekend. Does, yeah. We want answers.
The Moist Line's tough enough to do, isn't it, for you?
Exactly.
By the way, it shouldn't matter if you have a shortage of calls for the Moist Line because we had a vacation week. You could always fill it with anti-vegan material, which I'm sure you've collected.
Oh, I'm sure there's tons.
We could devote just one whole Moist Line just
there. Might be a call in here or two for her.
All right.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing right now. We're visiting with the Moist Line folk. You can call the number. You can use the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call this toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Hurricane Hillary is just another example of how the government messed up policies are used to take advantage of the dumb citizens that elected them.
You've heard of the smash and grab? Well, I'm 80 years old, and I'm going to start one of those. I'm going to get about 20 guys my age, girls and so forth, and we're going to have a smash and wheelchair. So we'll roll wheelchairs out the front door with all the goodies in it. I think you're looking at the mob all wrong. Give a man a fish and he eats for a day. Teaching the fish, he eats for the rest of his life. If you only steal enough to buy lunch, you're back tomorrow. If you steal enough to buy a whole restaurant, problem solved.
Would it be nice with all this rain that we get in 2 days that we have dams that can trap all this water and we can be set for the rest of the year?
Yeah, so just listen to that genius Janice Hahn, and they're going to close the parking lots at the beach because it's raining out to disincentivize people from going to the beach. How about disincentivizing people from doing heroin and drugs on the street so they don't die? disincentivize that, you dumb.
Biden said he's going to Maui because they told him to.
What does Deborah have against keeping people employed that make bags? Why does she hate them so much? Buy a bag. It's only 10 cents. Give someone a job.
So this whole siren thing with Maui, this is so incredibly stupid. Why in the world would somebody go outside, think, oh, it's a tsunami, and run to the hills? Can you not see smoke, smell smoke? You can see the fire. Any dim-witted moron would know to run the other way. So it doesn't matter whether it's tsunami, this, tsunami, that, not, whatever. The point is, they would have seen the smoke and ran away. For crying out loud. People are so incredibly stupid.
So Mayor Bass got to give a conference today on the Hillary storm update, which she must have been awfully thankful for. Hillary coming through and devastating California, because for the first time in I don't even know how long at a conference, she didn't have to get pelted by questions about corruption, fraud, incompetence, homelessness, crime. I'm sorry, let me flip the page. I've got a longer list.
Have you ever stopped to think about how all these politicians, these congresspeople and these senators are all multimillionaires, and how all the people who make laws are multimillionaires, and how the only people that can become president are multimillionaires? Do you really think any of these people have our best interests at heart? Absolutely not. Something's got to change. This system is bullshit. If you're not rich, you're broken, and that's just not right.
No one will ever see the truth, ever.
Is there such a thing as a Democrat politician reading from a teleprompter that tells the truth?
Yeah, I just saw this story about doctors transplanting a uterus into a man so that he can squeeze out a kid. No. What is this Frankenstein that we're involved in now? This country needs to be swallowed up by the earth and just crushed into oblivion.
I actually don't have anything to say, but I just wanted to check to see if my phone was working, you know? So who could I call where, you know... Yeah, I mean, I knew the answer, but no one was there, you know. Anyway, you know, the internet's off right now, so I don't know what the heck happened. The satellite go out, but the debates are all going, so I don't know. Maybe it's like, who knows what.
Thank you for leaving your message.
Wow.
Please hang up. Goodbye.
That's a good example of what you get in a short week, isn't it? I had nothing else to do but check my phone out by calling your moist line and wasting 30 seconds.
And he made the cut. This week he makes the cut.
I like the caller in there with, of course, the usual question, did we collect all the water from the big tropical storm that hit Southern California? Imagine how much we'd have.
You know, I saw no coverage on the two great consequences of the storm. Positive consequences. One is fire danger. Very low for the rest of the year.
Oh, that's right. We were even talking about that on the trip with a few of other people from California, saying that should dampen the forests.
Right, and any chance of the drought returning has been greatly reduced as well. Because
if they collected some of this, right?
Oh, did they forget to collect the water again? No, really?
It was torrential amounts.
It was like the first tropical storm in 80 years, and they didn't have extra buckets out there for the... Oh, wow.
Anybody wake up Jerry Brown to see his comments on how droughts could be around for decades and decades?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to hear nothing about fires and droughts now for at least a year. Isn't that great?
We better not.
That's all I was thinking about.
But when is the Times run the story that they always do? It's going to make stuff grow faster and it's going to burn because all the rain will allow more vegetation. That's coming. Flooding.
Yeah, this has really screwed up their hype machine, their doom machine.
Remember that hype machine from, 4 or 5 months ago, that all the melting snow was going to create huge floods in some of the towns?
And that didn't happen.
Of course it didn't happen.
Wow. Another string of scare stories that turned out to be nonsense.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
All right, we'll have more Moist Line people right at the end of the show. We'll see how many Deborah Mark Knox are in that one. Anyway.
What do you have against people who...
I don't have anything.
People who buy plastic bags at the store.
They have families to feed.
Yeah. Blame me. I have so much control.
Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again, a paycheck for life, guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now. Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
John and Ken on demand podcast. You can listen to that all weekend.
Let's get some Florida news, which is kind of weird. Do you know somebody apparently was able to post on the real estate website Zillow that Trump's Mar-a-Lago club had been sold for $422 million on August 4th? It took Donald Trump Jr. to try to clear up. Eric Trump sent out a statement that has not happened. Mar-a-Lago has not been sold, nor will it ever be. The rumor is asinine. Zillow said the listing was still there Friday morning, but they eventually removed it this afternoon.
Oh, so is it
somebody's idea of a joke that Trump has to sell Mar-a-Lago because of his legal bills, I guess?
I had read one version that said it was put in Donald Trump Jr.'s name. So I wondered if that was some kind of maneuver to protect the asset.
Oh, the sale?
The sale, yeah. But I guess maybe it's all nonsense.
I think it was all nonsense. Zillow, yeah, you're right. Florida business records show Mar-a-Lago Club, Inc. is headed by another of the former president's sons, Donald Trump Jr., who holds the titles director, chairman, vice president, secretary, treasurer. He assumed leadership of the property ownership company via state filing back in 2017. So that probably was part of the hoax, but it looks like it was a hoax.
Yeah, you're not getting... But anyway, I am certain that the Trump family has created such a complex, interconnected web of shell companies and that no one's ever going to shake a dollar out of him, ever. No matter what these lawsuits and these criminal cases turn into.
The other Florida story is quite a winner. This is so odd. There is a former PhD student who went to the University of South Florida. He was a PhD for chemistry, although he stopped attending the school this summer, according to the school. He is accused of mixing and loading liquid syringes on multiple occasions and injecting the contents under the door of a neighbor that lives below him. The family that lives there had noticed problems. They were starting to feel nauseous, and they couldn't figure out what it was. So they actually called in some people to work on some stuff in the house to see if they could figure out whether or not it was causing it. They replaced an appliance. They had air ducts and vents cleaned, and still the stench and the physical problems persisted. So finally, the father put a surveillance camera in the hallway because he had a feeling. And the feeling is the guy upstairs was complaining. This part, I'm going to stop and read slowly. The PhD students who's accused of doing this was complaining that their toilet seats were too squeaky. He would send them texts complaining. So they had a feeling he might be up to something. They put the surveillance camera in the hallway, and sure enough, this man was caught.
Did you see the video?
Bending, crouching. Yeah, I did see the video. Crouching down and taking the syringe and injecting the contents underneath a crack in the door.
Yeah, he's just an ordinary looking guy wearing a blue t-shirt.
Yeah, he looks like a geeky, PhD student in chemistry.
Yeah, wearing blue sweatpants with white stripes, and he's got some kind of black bag that he has wrapped around his waist. And,
His name is Jamung Lee, 36 years old.
Loser.
And this was his way of getting revenge on the family with the squeaky toilet seat. I have lived in apartments, and I have had noisy neighbors, but I can never remember being bothered by a, quote, squeaky toilet seat.
Well, how nuts do you think this guy is?
Pretty nuts.
He's 36, living by himself. He's gone some long and winding path to a PhD. And he's a crazy person.
He said he was losing sleep because of the clanging noise that was coming from the family's toilet.
You know what? You got to earn money so you can buy a house. That's how you get out of that.
And now, John, more chemical news for you.
Yes.
And I know you'll like this. Paper and bamboo straws probably contain forever chemicals, could making them probably a less ideal alternative to plastic.
Yes, I saw that. And it did make me happy. It turns out the paper straws are more poisonous to you and the environment than the plastic straws. Probably more sea turtles have died from these forever chemicals in the paper straws.
How about that? The scientists in Belgium tested dozens of straws from supermarkets and stores, and they found that the majority did contain PFAS, which is from a family of synthetic chemicals used in the manufacture of consumer products because they can resist stains, grease, and water.
See,
but they found that the paper straws contain more of that PFAS than, and it stands for polyfluoroalkyl substance.
Yes, look at this. This is another like progressive invention, right? Paper straws. Not only are they terrible to sip a drink with,
because they collapse.
They collapse in your mouth. So the
soggy, right?
The forever chemicals are on your tongue now, right?
Yeah, they collapse in your mouth. That's right. They just reach into your body.
Right. The paper gets all gross and soaked and everything from your saliva. So you're ingesting the chemicals, and it's a terrible product. And you know, the progressive movement is good at creating products that stink and are dangerous. And this is another one here. It's the second one this week, right? We found out that nobody's using the plastic bags. Or nobody's using the reusable bags.
Reusable bags, right. And they're taking the plastic bags that are supposed to be recycled and just pitching them out.
Right. So you have thicker plastic bags piling up in the landfill than the old thin ones that they got rid of.
Listen to the list. PFAS can cause low birth weight, high cholesterol, thyroid disease, and an increased risk of kidney and liver cancers.
Look at that. When I think of all those paper straws I was forced to suck on, I want to sue somebody over this. I went to restaurant. I got into an argument, actually, with a lady at a restaurant. Because I went up to her. She was like the manager. And I said, you know, these paper straws don't work. They're bad. Well, Santa Monica requires it. I go, yeah, but they don't work well. They're bad. They collapse. Well, Santa Monica requires it. She's yelling at me.
Well, there is a solution. They found PFAS in basically all the straws. Bamboo, plastic, paper. But guess what straw is PFAS free? The stainless steel straw. So, John, you need to bring that with you.
That's the one that could go right into your eye, though.
Right. You could. It's happened a few times. People have tripped and
falling
into a steel straw.
That's right. It goes right through your upper palate into your eye and then into your brain.
Well, just be careful with the straw. It could take an eye out.
Leave us alone. Just leave us alone. Dude, did you see the new Scold report that's coming out any day?
No, what?
The Biden administration, the I don't know if it's the CDC or the FDA or whatever, they're going to publicly proclaim that you could only have 2 beers a week.
Oh, is that right? Well, no, they're not regulatory. They're going to recommend that you limit yourself.
Yes. Or you
they can't restrict you physically to 2 beers.
Yeah, how long do you think? What if Barbara Ferrer gets in charge?
And also, the official recommendation, by the way, is 1 glass of wine a day. You start going to 2 or 3, and then you're going to have some damage.
Well, then I'm just going to go out and damage myself.
That's not even enough to get drunk.
No, you don't feel anything after 1 beer or 1 wine.
Well,
good Lord.
It takes anybody, a toll on your liver. And,
can we have any fun? Can we be left alone to enjoy ourselves? Can we die young? If we want to die young,
guidelines for you to ignore or to adhere to.
It's the next step. Remember, it's incremental.
Information is power.
The next thing you know, it's Barbara Ferrer.
I'm going to follow you around when you go to Macy's. I want to see what you shop for.
Yeah, I want to come too.
She loves that one.
I do.
Started the show with that. Still there.
You don't think I shop?
No.
I don't, well, no.
And not for
and
suits.
I've known you longer than anyone in that building. I do not think you shop.
Well, stop.
No. I've known you longer than your wife, as a matter of fact.
That's true. That stuff doesn't magically appear. You have to go get it from somewhere.
Well, no. Your wife buys your clothes. Did used to buy your clothes and your basics, right?
No, she stopped shopping, actually.
Oh, she stopped.
since COVID.
Then you
COVID,
don't bother because you look like you're wearing stuff from 15 years ago. So.
It works.
All right, we'll finish with the voice line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, let's go out the door with the Moist Line Part 2. Leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or just dial up this toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I heard about how they were commenting on that budget. Some of them, I guess, commented on how bloated that budget is for the police department. Well, you know what? They need to turn around and ask themselves how bloated the budget is for Barbara Ferrer. Or how about the people that are on the council? How bloated is their budget for them and their staff? The problem is, obviously, we'll never make enough money to satisfy our needs. But the worst part is how government is just so bloated. They need to be put on the Atkins diet.
They're shoving all the homeless into these hotels because it's a precursor of cleaning up the trash before the Olympics comes to Los Angeles.
There is no way that strikers should get unemployment. Unemployment is when you don't have a job. They are striking from a job, so they do not deserve to get unemployment.
I don't know what's going on with that Ray dude. I just got COVID on Sunday, tested positive for 3 days. Then I started testing negative, kicking ready to go back to work. But maybe I got the Walmart version.
What happened about the sentencing of Mark Ridley Thomas?
Oh, it's coming, yeah.
Wasn't that supposed to take place on Monday or one of these days this week?
I think it's next week.
You got some great points about the climate scam. But one thing to remember, all of the pollution in China is actually our pollution because all of our goods are made over there. Something to think about.
Those 10-cent bags, they work very well as sandbags. This past storm, we tried it. They work very well.
Yeah, this idea of Bidenomics
is, first of all, that word is a total fake. There is no such word. Anybody that believes in this so-called Bidenomics, it's a delusional farce. Everything has gone up. Gas prices are skyrocketing again. Anything you can buy in the grocery store has gone up. Not just eggs and milk. Every little thing you can think of has gone up.
In Los Angeles, evicting a tenant who owes thousands of back COVID rent money can get a free taxpayer-paid lawyer who demands a jury trial so the landlord's legal fees are more than the rent owed and lets the tenant stay in the property for free until the court date. The lawyer also demands eviction record be sealed and also moving costs. No one verifies the tenant's statement. They couldn't work during COVID. Thank you, Los Angeles.
Okay, no more audiences for debates. Just eliminate the audience so we can listen to the people and not have the audience be in charge.
Maybe the reason for the terrible response to the fire in Maui is that these officials were smoking Maui Wowie at the time.
Well, Donald Trump has been indicted now for the fourth time in Fulton County. He gave a mugshot, fingerprints, the whole nine yards, but his poll numbers keep going up. Every indictment is like a can of spinach to Popeye.
I thought there was a societal understanding that we don't pay 10 cents for those bags. I guess it's just me and Eric.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Societal understanding. All right, there you go. That's the Moist line. Leave a message at 1-877-MOIST-86.
All right, somebody mentioned Mark Ridley Thomas. I've been forwarded the poster for the Shine the Light for Justice Silent Candlelight Vigil. It's across the Mark Ridley Thomas Bridge at 6:30 on Sunday night.
Did he die?
Supporting the Honorable Dr. Mark Ridley Thomas.
Oh, no.
The Honorable Dr. Mark Ridley
and
Thomas.
I thought they were going to change that bridge name because he's now corrupt.
So they're going to have a candlelight. Bring a
When is this?
This is Sunday night, 6:30 p.m., the 27th.
Yeah, because I think Monday something's going on with the sentencing. I'm not sure what it is. I have to look that up, but...
The Honorable.
And they're
Mark
asking
Ridley
for six
Thomas.
Years for this guy. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is it going to be Monday?
It might be, or there right? might be some sort of hearing dealing with the sentencing. Yeah.
Oh.
Deborah read some story. And
I
didn't really hear
it. I got to look that up. That could be a holiday. Conway's here.
Hey, now. Hey, I'm surprised you guys are pretty up on the news. You didn't know that they already did change the name of that bridge.
The
Ridley Thomas, yeah.
To change it. To Mark Ridley.
No, they changed it from Ridley Thomas.
To what?
O.J. Simpson Bridge.
Oh, no. But I'm bump.
Getting more attention now. Alex Michelson's coming on.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got to be some kind of secret deal he has at the station.
Yeah, what is it? Was he paying you?
I don't know. It's weird. And then Billy Ray's coming on with the Writers Guild, and he knows everything about the Writers Guild.
Oh, no one's talking about that anymore.
That's right. I mean, nobody's writing about it either. Can you write about it?
No, I don't think so.
No, they're on strike.
And then the arrest after the suspicious toilet last night in Glendale. You see that? The
suspicious toilet bomb?
Oh, yes. It's, yes.
A toilet of interest.
It's so great, man. If you knew there was a city in America that was going to be shut down because of a suspicious toilet, it has to be L.A.
Yeah,
LA,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's, then we'll, I don't know, there's some more crap we'll go through.
Right. No, you got a lot there.
That's right.
It's a lot of crap
just
there.
Just leave it. All right,
and then, real quickly, Deborah Mark's going to a vegan restaurant, and our restaurant, I said, you know, they use butter and everything there. And she flipped out.
She goes, no, butter.
Yeah, right? And I said, no, they use real butter at that restaurant. I know that. And she goes, no, I'm going to ask him.
You just ruined her.
No, I filled her with anxiety.
Conway's next.
Yeah,
dig dog with that butter.
Michael Crozier's the news, live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.